Our scripture this morning is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. And immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Immediately after feeding the 5,000 with very little, Jesus has the apostles get into a boat and start making their way across the sea. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the feeding of the 5,000, I said, with Jesus Christ, anything is possible. If you come to Jesus, anyone who comes to Jesus with faith, hope, and love, you can trust him, and he will care for you, and he will take care of you. Come to Jesus with faith, hope, and love, and he cares for you. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Yes. Believing this, are you willing to step out of the boat with Peter and me, and live into our name, the Covenant Presbyterian Church? Are you willing to step out of the boat with Peter and me and live into your name, Covenant Church? Yes. Now, I hope some of you said, "You know, I've heard that question before. That's tickling in my brain," because that's from my first covenant sermon 18 months ago-ish. I asked you, are you willing to live into your name? First, I ask you, what is your name?
Covenant.
What is your name?
Covenant.
Covenant. We belong. We are one with the Lord who made heaven and earth. I will be your God. You will be my people. That is God's sacred word to us. Forever and always, God is here. I should just stop because you saw God here just a few minutes ago. We are heirs of the new covenant in Christ's blood. We are the special people of God. I said then that I strongly felt called to come to this congregation to make covenant with you, to help us live into our name, not simply staying afloat on the water, but to stride across the water and thrive. In our passage, the storm and the seas are against the apostles, and they are struggling mightily. This is hard. They are struggling. Even after witnessing, being a part of the feeding of the 5,000, even after that, the affirmation that with Jesus Christ, all things are possible, they just saw this. Life is still a struggle. And in the midst of the sea and the waves and the darkness, they peer out and they think, they see the Lord. Is it a ghost? And they wonder, are we only thinking we see the Lord? Or is that actually him with us? Is he actually that close to me right now? They hope. And Peter being Peter, Sarah, we love Peter. We love Peter because he has this faith, he has this hope, and he has this love, but he's never sure about what's going on. And he says, "Lord, if I love that. If it is you, let me come onto the water and be close to you. Let me be close to you. We know the Lord. We do. That's why we're here. It's still, life is a struggle sometimes. We struggle to recognize Him. We struggle in our faith, hope, and love. Lord, if it is you, let me get closer. Let me see you more clearly. So Jesus says, come, and Peter jumps out of the boat, and he sees, and it is the Lord, and he's confident. And I always pictured Peter kind of schlepping on the water, you know, kind of schlepping along. I don't think so. I think he had his shoulders back and his head. He's striding. He sees the Lord, and he's getting close, and he recognizes his Lord, and he's about to reach out, but then he sees the wind and the waves and the darkness, and it's frightening. And catch the word that Matthew gives us here. He begins to sink. It doesn't say he was immersed into the water and he was on over his head. He only begins to sink. And what does he do? He cries out to the Lord, who he just cried out to a minute ago, Lord, save me. And Jesus is this close to him. And he reached out his hand and he pulled him into the boat. Just like that. Peter's story doesn't end on the water that he's drowned. Oh, well, that's the end of the gospel. Thank you. Peter did not get in over his head. He begins to sink. And the Lord reaches out and grabs him and gets him. Immediately, the scripture says, immediately Jesus reaches out and grabs him. And he caught him and he puts him in the boat. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard just one too many sermons and read run too many commentaries on that line, oh, you have little faith, oh, you have little faith, and Peter's doubt and the apostles staying in the boat. Heck with that. We need to focus on the abundant parts of the story. We must focus on Peter's willingness to peer out and try to find the Lord. Peter's willingness to jump out of the boat, the others' willingness to look out and as they come back in, to help them back into the boat and cry out, truly you are the Son of God. That's what this story's about. Jesus is close, Jesus is with, he's the Son of God, and with him all things are possible. I came here a year and a half ago, and Kim and I were well briefed on the struggles and the recent history of Covenant Church. Oh my gosh. And we saw the temptation to live in fear. We saw the temptation to live in the darkness and the winds and the rain. But, you know, we were just beginning to sink. We didn't drown, did we? Here we are. Celebrating. What a great celebration. Here we are. Our story isn't over because we're not immersed, God bless you, we're not immersed in the deadly seas, but we are immersed in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's do that. We are immersed in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I love serving this church. You drive me crazy, but I love serving you. Because of our willingness to try to live out our faith, hope, and love. Always moving forward towards Christ in our faith, in our hope, in our love. In immersion in Christ Jesus, in his worship, and in his ministry around the world and right here, and in his breaking of the bread, and our whole selves are immersed in Christ Jesus. And even though we are immersed in this wonderful, awesome Savior, we still struggle sometimes, don't we? We struggle in our personal lives. We struggle in our church lives. It's hard. But I notice we're all here. We aren't sunk yet, are we? We have not sunk yet, and we won't, because we are immersed not in the water, but in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we step towards Jesus, and we feel we're beginning to sink, but the Son of God is near. I'm going to need another amen in a second. I'm about to preach to you. The Son of God is here.
Amen.
Lord, save us. Lord, save us, and he has. We won't sink because we are. Who are we?
Covenant.
We are the Covenant Church. along with the Son of God, here we stand. We can do no other. A year and a half ago, I ended my first covenant sermon with Philippians 4:13. You know it. So I'm going to have you repeat it after me. I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ who gives me strength.
Through Christ who gives me strength.
Let us pray. And as I take a breath, please pray with me out loud. We give you thanks. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we pray for the church universal and for this congregation of your people. We give you thanks. O God, for this place in which we gather for praise and prayer, witness and service, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord,
we give you thanks.
For your presence among us, whenever your word has been proclaimed and your sacramental gifts of bread and wine shared.
We give you thanks.
For those who have been made your children by adoption and grace, who in this place were cleansed of sin, buried with Christ in the waters of baptism, and raised to a new and eternal life, we give you thanks. For disciples young and old who have been nurtured here in faith, we give you thanks. For your faithful servants among us who have lived for others, serving you by loving their neighbors, we give you thanks. For all the saints who have stood among us and whose memory still enlivens our faith and emboldens our witness, we give you thanks. For the ministries of worship and mission, nurture and fellowship, and for all whose lives have been touched by them. We pray all this in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.